Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? DJ ESG, Honest Wedding Advice, season number 8. And today I'm talking about rooms with no vibe. I was in a country club wedding this weekend. Actually, I was at a casino, which looked like a country club because when you walk into the room, there was air walls everywhere and the walls were like, vlugh, and the ceilings were gymnasium recessed lighting. And the vibe was actually outside in the cocktail space where the bar was, the LEDs were. There was two escalators, the bathrooms, the marble floors outside. You had air coming in. It was hot as shit in the main ballroom. It was just blah. And when people book a blah space, you better hoop that shit up with some lights or something to make that shit pop. And when you don't, and it's kind of then you got kind of an party. And that's kind of what happened this weekend. You know, I had a bride and groom who were cool, really cool, but they hung out where the bar was, which was outside. There was no inside the room bar. Everything was sort of dark and gloomy inside, where outside it popped, it was hopping, there was LEDs, and we even put up lights up around the room and put lights on the DJ booth, and it still didn't really do anything because the room itself was just airwall city. I mean, people dance, don't get me wrong, but it was 80 some degrees in the main room. Out in the hallway was like 70. So right then and there you had a 10 degrees drop. The bar was out in the hallway. The lighting in the hallway was dope. It was like amber everywhere, which we tried to make in the main room, but it's tough when you have a really high ceiling and you have walls that are sort of don't have anything on them and there's no windows and it's sort of like, I mean, it's great for a bar and bar mitzvah. It is. It's wonderful. You can make the room anything you want. You know, Shlomi from You're So Not Invited to My Bar Mitzvah would have had a great time and would have brought every light in the world, but this is a wedding. You know what I mean? Weddings don't do all the stuff the bar mitzvahs do and sweet 16s and proms. It's more of a corporate event space. So to have a wedding and to have it elegant and glamorous, you need to bring lighting in there and have a vibe. So just remember this. When you book a room for your event, make sure the room has some kind of vibe or tell the DJ, listen, bring X, Y, and Z. You'll have to pay for it and it'll definitely be a upcharge, but it definitely brings so much more to your event. You don't want to book a room because it's cheap. I'm not saying that this was cheap. I mean, it's a casino. I know that's what they had to offer and that's what people looked at. But if you're going to book a room like this, you know, definitely soup it up a little bit and definitely have space in the budget for the DJ to bring lights or the band to bring lights. And if you don't, you know, understand that it's doom and gloom. You know what I mean? I mean, some people say rooms are so bright you can do surgery in them, but there's a comparable medium. And the medium is make sure you have a room that's not doom and gloom, but it's not bright as shit. Or book a room with a vibe, some sort of vibe, something. Trust me, it's great advice. Take it or leave it. I'm ESG. Peace, love, and God above, and I'm out. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Setting up.